Hey, Steve, don't you have a birthday coming up? You know, you're getting old when you get that one candle on the cake. It's like, see if you can blow this out.
That's a funny line, Randy. And you know, it sounds vaguely familiar.
Well, it ought to, since I stole it from Jerry Seinfeld, who just happens to be this week's Laugh Track's legend of comedy. I'm Randy Hodgins.
And I'm Steve McClellan, and this week we feature the modern master of observational comedy, Jerry Seinfeld. Seinfeld graduated from Queens College with a degree in communications and theater, where he dabbled in stand-up comedy. Some open mic nights in New York City led to small TV roles, but it was his 1981 debut on The Tonight Show that really launched his successful stand-up career.
I know a lot of ladies don't like boxer shorts, but I'll tell you something. Ladies, they really help you create a more honest relationship with the man. Let's say you're having an argument. Your husband, your boyfriend, he's staying there, he's just wearing his boxer shorts. He's got to be honest with you. I mean, they're down to here, they're out to here. He can't come out with a line like, look, babe, you'll never do better than this.
Seinfeld became a stand-up megastar, headlining comedy clubs across the nation and starring in a well-received HBO special in 1987. The next year, he started working with comedian Larry David on a television show that would eventually become the long-running Seinfeld. The concept for the show had roots in the early 50s Abbott and Costello sitcom, which featured a potpourri of neighborhood characters placed in humorous situations around a loose storyline. Seinfeld is now considered a modern situation comedy classic.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have no midsize available at the moment.
I don't understand. I made a reservation. Do you have my reservation?
Oh, yes, we do. Unfortunately, we ran out of cars.
But the reservation keeps the car here. That's why you have the reservations.
I know why we have reservations.
I don't think you do.
When Seinfeld ended his run in 1998, Jerry returned to New York to resume his stand-up career and released a well-received album, I'm Telling You for the Last Time. In 2012, he launched the popular show Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee and just recently released his first stand-up special in two decades titled 23 Hours to Kill.
I can't hang out with single guys. If you don't have a wife, we have nothing to talk about. You have a girlfriend? That's wiffle ball, my friend. You're playing paintball war. I'm in Afghanistan with real loaded weapons.
One of the wealthiest comedians in show business, Seinfeld created the Good Foundation in 2001 to combat poverty in New York and Los Angeles. He's also a car enthusiast with a large collection of automobiles as well as a collection of espresso machines. Steve, I guess it's good to be rich. At 66, Jerry Seinfeld shows no signs of slowing down, and that's good news for comedy fans everywhere.
You can find out more about Jerry Seinfeld and all our comedy legends, including video clips and extended audio cuts at LaughTracksRadio.com. Thanks for listening, and until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. Goodbye, everybody.